We're doing Chazon Ish Emunah Bitachon, and the next section he's going to quote from a Gemara in Menachos. So we'll learn the Gemara quickly in Menachos. The Gemara quotes the following braisa. Kshalachti Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kshalachti lematzot midotai etzel Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shamua. I wanted to learn from him, and I wanted to glean from his wisdom, to learn everything Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shamua knew better than me. Lematzot midotai means I wanted to perfect myself. I knew Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shamua was bigger than me, so I wanted to do better. Matzati Yosef HaBavli Yoshev Lefanav. I found Yosef HaBavli sitting before him. V'ayah Chaviv Lo Biyoter. And Yosef was cherished by Rabbi Elazar. So they were sitting there learning, and they're learning and learning and learning, ad until they reached the halacha of ad le'achat, until a halacha that's called achat shel zvachim. Amar lo Rebbe. Rebbe says to him, Hashochet et hazevach la'aniach midamo le'machar, if someone slaughtered a sacrifice with the intention to leave the blood over for tomorrow, ma'u, is that a kosher slaughter or not? A kosher sacrifice or not? Amar lo kasher. He says that's kosher. Arvit amar lo kasher. Shachrit amar lo kasher. Tzoraim amar lo kasher. Mincha amar lo kasher. Elash Rabbi Eliezer posel. Tzahavu panav shel Yosef HaBavli. So he's in all this conversation, morning, noon, night, he tells him kosher, kosher, kosher. He says, what about the afternoon? He says, kosher, but Rabbi Eliezer says, pasul. So Yosef HaBavli was exuberant. He was very happy. Amar lo Yosef, kamdumani shelo kivnu shmuatenu adata. He says, it seems that until now, you didn't get it right. And now, you got it right. Meaning until now, you thought the halacha was different. And now, you know the halacha correctly. So that's why you're so happy. Amar lo Rebbe hin. He says, Rebbe, yeah, that's right. You're 100% right. Why am I so happy? Because Ela she Rebbe Yehuda pasul shanali. Because when I learned by Rebbe Yehuda, he always told me it was pasul if you slaughtered with the intent of sprinkling the blood till tomorrow, or of holding on to the blood till tomorrow. And I couldn't find anyone that agrees. And now that you told me that Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul, so you've given me back my lost object. Meaning until now I learned by Rabbi Yehuda pasul, and I couldn't find a source for that. Now you quoted in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that it's pasul, so you've reinstated the ancient tradition I had. That's why you see me in seventh heaven. He was sitting there with a smile so big that Rabbi Eliezer asked him, what are you so happy about? You seem in seventh heaven. He says, yeah. Because for a long time I had this tradition, and I asked all the other students, no one else had it. And now that you're quoting in the name Rabbi Eliezer, so I know that my tradition was valid. Zalgu einav dma'ot shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua started crying. Tears came down his cheeks. Amar, he said, Ashreichem talmidei chachamim shtivrei Torah chavivin aleichem biyoter. Praised are you, talmidei chachamim, that the words of Torah are so cherished by you, that here you are in seventh heaven over what? Over a tradition that's not even halachic, but that you had all this time and you couldn't figure out where it was from. Now that you know a source, you're in seventh heaven. Wow! That's what you cherish in life, the Torah. Kara lav ha-mikra hazeh. And so he quoted over Rav Yosef this verse, Ma'ahavti Torotecha kol hayom misichati. I love your Torah so much, it's what I talk all the time. Okay, so that's the Gemara that that the Chazon Ish is quoting. That when Rav Yosef finally heard a source for that tradition which he had, which he couldn't find a source for, he was exuberant, and Rabbi Eliezer said, he said about him all these different quotes. The Divrei Chazal, Kishemen Atov, we're turning over to page Lamed Beis. The words of our sages are like a good oil, yored la'atzamot, that seeps into the bones, gives them life, la'alhiv alavavot la'avat ha-Torah, to arouse one to love the Torah, ul'shashea al ziv chemdata, and for a person to desire to be entertained by the joys and the beauty of Torah. עד שקלטה נפשו של יוסף הבבלי בעבידת הלכה אחת, that Yosef HaBavli was so upset, he felt like he was missing a part of life when he couldn't figure out a source for that one halacha, v'asher tzavu panav lechedvat uzo b'achzarat avedato. And he was so happy, he was exuberant when he finally regained that loss. V'asher yitpalut nafsho shel Rebbi Elazar l'ahavat talmido hazligu et enav dmot shel gil v'hana'at ziv mitzui amidot. And Rabbi Eliezer, when he saw his student so happy at finally getting a piece of Torah back, Rabbi Eliezer started weeping out of joy. But if someone withholds from delving into halacha, if a person leaves that for others, he's not going to focus on delving into halacha. In essence, he's avoiding tasting the taste of wisdom. In essence, when a person chooses that and says, I'm not going to bother with halacha, he hasn't lost one thing, he's lost his essence. He's taken his existence and turned it to naught. And then he's no better than anyone else under the sun. There's a sun, but he's not benefiting from its light. He spends his whole life like a naughty child. But I don't know any better. But I never learned. But I don't know. How long can we go along with that excuse? You got to learn. But when a person has no knowledge, he doesn't feel like he's missing anything. Person doesn't feel like he's lacking. He doesn't feel any pain because he has no idea. He knows everything. He can be arrogant because he doesn't even know what he's missing. Yigadel beinav ketantanutav v'saveh tzachtzachot yalin berov gava. A person can look at himself as small as he is. He could seem big in his own eyes. He can dwell in tremendous arrogance. Et einav lo yeda ve'lachochma lo yirav ke'omram en shote margish. He doesn't realize his poverty, and he doesn't even feel a hunger for wisdom. As our sages said, when a person is drunk, he doesn't feel his shame. By the same token, when a person doesn't touch into learning the depths of Allah and understanding Allah, he's missing out on the essence of life, but he doesn't even realize he's missing it. So the Chaznish is really going all out here on the importance of learning halacha from the Talmud all the way to halacha. And I'm just going to remind you that there was a big rabbi this century who also wrote volumes on the importance of learning Gemara the halacha, none other than Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk Zatzal, who personally sat down and wrote the halacha on each Gemara, copying from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, because he said that's the essence of where our generation has to invest their strengths. And he also saw that our generation is shying away from this responsibility of learning from the Gemara all the way to the Halacha.